It's time again for your Portland Morning Brew. Casual conversations with business, city, and community leaders and influencers. Get to know your neighbors. News, views, and events all centered around our community. Now here's your host, Troy Holden.
And good morning. Welcome back to Portland's Morning Brew. This is our local Chamber of Commerce podcast. We're always looking into interesting things that are going on in the community, interesting services, things that you need to know here in Portland, Tennessee. Today, we're talking to Sean Agnew, who is with Craft Body Scan. And when I first saw that, of course, my mind went into holistic things and all these things that you hear people talk about now. But I got the site up and took a good look, and Kraft does something that's familiar in our household, but we're going to let Sean talk about it more than I'm going to. Sean, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Troy. I appreciate it.
Well, it's great to have you. And Kraft Body Scan is the nearest location is in Nashville for people here in our area. But first, let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us where you're from and how you ended up in the area.
Well, I'm originally from the Midwest, and I ended up being brought here to help open this clinic up about 3 years ago in 21. Uh-huh. So the way I got to the company was I, like many of our patients, didn't have any symptoms, went in and got a scan. Come to find out, I had a heart defect I never knew I had. Mm-hmm. And it prevented me from having to get a pacemaker. So after that, after delving into finding out how would that happened without that being an accident, I stumbled across this company that I've been working for ever since.
How about that? Well, welcome to the area. Although you've been here a while, we're glad to have you. Always, as you've probably learned being here a few years, this area of the country seems to bring a lot of people in from other areas of the country. We have a lot of people moving into the Nashville area from everywhere. So we're glad to have them. Apparently we've got plenty of room, and come on down. So it'll be fine. So let's talk about all the different services that you guys offer. As I had taken a look, and like I said, being familiar with that, because this is something that my wife's been doing for, I don't know, 22 years plus. Mm. And I get to hear about it a lot because, you know, that's what she does. And yep. Then she also likes to send me for things, and exactly the same thing you were just talking about. I had the CT scoring or the calcium scoring on my heart, learned some things, and they sent me back for a second one a couple of years later, and the change in it was phenomenal because unfortunately it went the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But it's good to know these things because it can prepare us. It can help our doctors know how to treat us, and a lot of things like that. But tell us about the different scans that you guys are doing. And I think the difference that I'm seeing on the site is a lot of this is to where, there are people who are uninsured or this or that. And you guys clearly on the site talk about you can come get this scan for this much. And that's something that's kind of unusual or different these days. But first, tell us about the different scans and services you provide.
So, yeah, to that point, we do CT, we do X-ray, we do MRI. So we have a multitude of scans. We even do brain scans now. The interesting thing is that, to your point, a lot of people think it's just for uninsured. We have a lot of people who have insurance. And the challenge that we all have, unfortunately, is the way the insurance system is set up for most of us. Unless it's catastrophic, it's more and more challenging to be able to use. And after mm-hmm. COVID hit, a lot of people found that out, right? Where even if their doctor put an order in for something, many times they put it through insurance. And unless they were at a certain level of symptomatic nature, insurance was not approving that. So with mm-hmm. us, it's preventative. Instead of being reactive, because we have over 150 years worth of American medical data that shows us, if we have something going on in our bodies, if we can find it before we become symptomatic, we have a 90%+ chance of taking care of it. If we wait till we have symptoms, it's in the mid-30s. So mm-hmm. it didn't make any sense to our company owner or to our fellow co-founder, who's a doctor, that we would wait until we had the symptoms. And he just said, listen, why don't we give people the opportunity to affordably check themselves? Because unfortunately, the first sign of a heart attack, Troy, is a heart attack. Mm-hmm. So with mm-hmm. that, and for the first time in our recorded history, last year we had a 23-year-old professional football player in the middle of a nationally televised game have a cardiac episode mm-hmm. at the best shape of his entire life at 23. If right. that can happen to that person, there's nobody walking around who can say, "Hey, it can't happen to me."
Right. Correct. So the you just talked about the full spectrum and all the different things that you do. Looking at some of the services, and probably some of the more common things, I would say would be encouraging people to have that calcium scoring, that heart scan, get that done. Very important, especially if you're a male and you're in your 40s and 50s and you've not really been keeping up with that kind of thing. Maybe you're not super duper healthy and not doing the things you should, but it will give you some insight into what's going on with your arteries. If you're having blockages or things are, you know, if you're starting to get buildup in there, and this scan can see all of those things, which is kind of a miracle in itself. We didn't have this years ago. And you guys also do things as far as full body scan, colon scan, heart, lung scans. And you mentioned there were some brain things. What are some of the other more common things that you see where someone comes in off the street and is just self-paying for something?
Well, I mean, Will, you just mentioned one of the most important ones is calcium score, because a lot of times they don't think about the folks who are in really good shape or do what they're supposed to do, eat the way they're supposed to eat. I have plenty of patients who are in that category who've gotten a calcification score and were dramatically shocked mm-hmm. at the level of calcification they had in their hearts. I just had a patient 2 weeks ago who, I mean, this person, if you just looked at them and listened to their regime, you'd never think. And between him and his wife, they just knew she was going to be the one with the issue, and she wasn't. It was him. But right. he wouldn't have known if he didn't look at it. So right. with that, you know, we check everything from the size of the heart. We check the pericardium. We check the all five major arteries, give you a total score so that you can actually see it. Plus, we give you the images, which is important because to your point that you said, the experience you had, that you were able to see the difference in what happened over a period of time, right? Mm-hmm. And right. so that's incredibly important. So not only are you able to see what changes are happening in your body based on what you're doing outwardly, but you also get mm-hmm. to see inwardly. And if you are on any medication or any sort of treatment, you want to be able to check periodically to see how that treatment is affecting whatever that finding was. So right. we do that for the heart. We do that for the lungs. A lot of people forget the lungs. Lung cancer is the number one cancer killer of all cancers. And unfortunately, if any people that are in my age group in their 50s and even 40s, we're used to all those commercials and ads that made us think it was all about smoking and secondhand smoke. Right. The data from the last two decades shows us that that's not true. We have people who never smoked, never been around secondhand smoke, who are having lung cancer diagnoses every year. Mm-hmm. So with that, you know, who knows what that's from, but the reality is you need to check. And then now with COVID, we're seeing COVID scarring on people's lungs left over from COVID and COVID exposure. So those are important factors to be able to look at.
Right. Absolutely. Location wise, we mentioned you guys are in Nashville. Can you kind of pinpoint us into what you're close to and exactly where you are?
Absolutely. We are on TriStar Centennial Medical Campus. My office actually is looking at the Centennial Park right now. So we're at 335 24th Avenue North, Suite 105 in Nashville. And it's a beautiful location, brand new building, and wonderful facilities. We always try to make sure that we have everything state-of-the-art for our patients and giving them the kind of care and quality care that they need.
Now, being in a TriStar facility, you guys are not affiliated with them, though, are you?
Good point. Good question. No, we are not. We are independent. And that's important for a couple of reasons. Number one, our database is not connected to anything with TriStar. So right. A lot of our patients don't necessarily want that to be the case for whatever reason, whether it's insurance reporting or privacy or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So we only share reports and images with the patient, and then the patient is allowed to share with whoever they choose to.
Gotcha. And if you are wanting to look into them deeper, I would recommend you could do two things. You could Google Nashville body scans, or you could just Google Kraft body scan. That'll bring you up. And you guys also are located in other places across the country as well, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we are headquartered in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We've been around since 2010, but we've now expanded to multiple markets: Tampa, Raleigh, North Carolina, Charlotte. We're opening in Scottsdale and Austin and Columbus this year, and opening about 3 to 4 clinics a year at this rate.
Wow, fantastic. Okay. All right, folks, that's Kraft Body Scan. That is in Nashville. We had the address. You can pick that up. But like I said, you really want to go look at the site. It's a wonderful site. It's highly informative, easy to navigate. You can take a look at the different scans, the different pricing. You can see some really nice information there. Some websites are just overloaded. This one is perfect. It tells you what you want to know. And that's the way they should be. I help people with voiceover websites a lot, and they're like, can I put this in there? And I want that in there. I'm like, no, just the facts, just the straight up stuff people need in there, you know,
and
it makes it a lot easier. And this is great. The frequently asked questions, everything about the different questions you would have before you go down. And then again, the location, pricing, packages, it's all right there in the website. So that's craftbodyscan.com. Visit them in Nashville. This is Sean Agnew. Sean, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate you joining us today.
Absolutely. I'm going to add one more thing is if anybody mentions your podcast, that they contact us through your and saw it on the podcast, we're going to offer a special promotion, a heart and lung scan for a couple. It's usually $1,360 per person or $2,700 per couple. We'll do it for $79.
Wow. $79, folks. Are you kidding me?
Nope.
And you can, and if you want to send me a tip, I'll be glad to take it. No problem at all. Sean, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Troy.
This was the Portland Morning Brew with Troy Holden. If you'd like to be a guest, reach out to the Portland Chamber of Commerce. We'd love to have you on the podcast. Be sure and visit the Chamber's Facebook page for more information. Thanks for listening, and join us again soon.